Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time, on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
You said you were going to take me with you.
So take my hand.
Everything goes to black. You see floating, not too far ahead of you, Jill.
I am going to give you both a device to summon a connection to me.
There's an apple coming towards you both. And you are suddenly standing inside the Academy of the Fallen.
Egerton. We might be the bad people right now.
What?
You see this swirling black portal and you hear alarms sounding.
Wait. And I pull out the apple.
You summoned me from within the Nexus?
There's an explosion in the hall and you see the roof starting to come down on some of those knights. And then you just see a wave of five of them just disintegrate into dust.
We have to get out of here.
Oh, it's Lasbo.
Lasbo! How are you?
Mother Speckley needs you to come back to the Temple Idris.
I'm Mother Speckley. You must be Darcy.
I am.
And she steps forward and you see a circle that's made out of granite. But then it glitches and you see a familiar looking profile. And beneath that, a village on fire. We return to Temple Idris. The storm is roaring outside as rain pelts at the side. So much rain, and the wind so strong that the tree vibrates with it. It smells of destruction and water that's been left sitting too long because the storm has gone on for so many weeks. And in a room at the center of this tree stand four individuals in front of a dais that alternates between being stone and being a pool showing Blatt and another world and other things happening that are almost beyond belief. Egerton and Darcy stare at the pool.
That's a cool pool.
Yes. Now, Darcy, I tried to get you here as quickly as possible. Are there any questions I can answer?
So many questions. What's happening with Blatt? Have I destroyed the Academy of the Fallen? Is everything over? Has the Shattering taken everything? What's going to happen to us all?
Do you have anything to eat?
Blatt carries more than one goddess on him. And Blatt appears to have made a decision that may put the entire world, if not realm, if not existence, in danger.
So you mean his connection with Selene is that dire?
Oh no. He is bonded to someone far older, far more ancient, far more powerful than Selene.
What? Who?
I'm sorry, but it is a voice I will not speak, certainly not in this temple. Because this temple used to worship this entity.
Oh, Morrigu!
Lightning strikes down, exploding the ceiling into splinters as rain and wind pours into the room, making you all have to speak a little bit louder to be heard.
Nice, Egerton. Really nice.
What? All I said was Morrigu!
No!
And lightning strikes down, sending all of you flying backwards into the walls, sliding across the floor.
Stop saying the M word. Wait, I don't understand. He was serving Selene. How can he be serving the M goddess?
I'm not sure. It actually escaped my notice, which is quite astounding. That's very difficult to do until he stood by the scrying pool, and it became immediately apparent that the M goddess is growing in her strength, and I fear the Chosen One may have chosen her.
No, Blatt wouldn't do that. Blatt already refused her once. He wouldn't make any kind of promises to her.
There's a part of the prophecy. Have you heard it?
I don't...
What?
Ugh.
The prophecy of the fallen? Stanza 3?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let me see if I can get it exactly right. When the three stand on fields bled blue and heaven splits the sky in two, one shall rise to claim his throne and the earth shall be overthrown, I believe. We didn't quite understand this stanza until the current turn of events. We believe Blatt may be moving towards overthrowing all of existence.
No, I don't believe it. He wouldn't do that. It must be part of his plan to get away from Selene. Yeah, surely that must be it.
Yes, surely. Wow, you are being very silent, little one.
I'm just thinking about the horseradish that was on the last sandwich.
Ah, yes, back on brand.
I don't like horseradish. And there was so much of it that I couldn't really scrape it off.
Egerton, did you hear what she said?
Yeah, she said they had sandwiches.
No, Blatt.
But she didn't bring me... What?
Blatt has made a promise to this other goddess.
Morrigu?
The End of Time and Other Bothers. An improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howie. Episode 20, The Meeting of the Three.
High above in the sky, a figure flies up away from a burning village and is turning towards a certain direction with a determined look on his face.
Black continues flying as fast as he can towards Selene's castle.
And suddenly, there is an urge, a demand that Blatt knows with every part of his being from this force within him, this unlimited power, yet not completely under Blatt's control. And it demands food from Brenda's kitchen immediately.
I didn't realize that I was going to have to eat.
A striking pain goes through you. And we are now onto a part of Blatt's new sheet that I will read for those of you that didn't hear the previous discussion about this.
My tummy is rumbling.
So Blatt's new move is any refusal to do Morgu's bidding must involve a Defy Danger wisdom roll. On a 1-6, Blatt takes 2 corruption. On a 7-9, Blatt can choose to trade one of the corruption points for damage, a debility, or lose a turn. On a 10+, you take no corruption. You can go your own way. Blatt is starting with 2 corruption and he has a new move, which we'll wait until it comes up. And at 5 corruption, it gets worse. You got a new move, but also more penalties. At 10 corruption, a new move, but a lot more penalties. And at 20, we'll just say we're not sure what happens. I'm sure it's good. Okay.
I don't think that's true.
A sharp pain goes through your whole being and you can sense that it is a demand, but also that you have the power to fight it.
I'm hangry. All right. I don't think it would be so bad if I got myself a little something before finally ending this.
And Blatt flies off in a slightly different direction towards Brenda's kitchen.
We return to Temple Idris, and the four people from before are no longer in the center. They are in the office off the hallway underneath the altar. And Mother Speckly is ushering them into that room and closing the door, cutting out suddenly the wind and the noise from the central chamber. Okay, we could rest in here for a minute. To your earlier question, Darcy, I'm pretty sure that Blatt teaming up with the word we will not say, Egerton, is going to trump anything else that you've minor inconvenience that you have brought about.
It's just there was a lot of bodies.
Yes. Yeah. What do you mean? Like a dozen?
Well, I didn't really count, but it seemed like everyone was dead. And those that weren't dead were running away from death-like situations.
Screaming.
There was a lot of screaming. There was clanging, as I recall, and also a general sense of dread. I'm not sure how you measure that in a situation like this, but was there. Yeah. And then there was bodies, and I saw some things through the armor, and it was a little unsettling, and I'm trying not to think about it again, because that'll upset my stomach, and I don't really want to do that.
There was a lot of doom in the air.
Yeah, the doom was very present. Palpable. Present doom. Palpable.
Palpable, thank you.
There was
you.
Even doom
But there
pulp.
Was... Pulp, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of fell and was on the walls, a little sticky.
Yeah.
That actually might have been blood. But nonetheless, it was pretty bad and there was a lot of death. I'd say at least 63, potentially as many as 174, but definitely more than 12.
Those are very exact numbers.
Yeah, I like to count. So about that sandwich situation...
I can't believe I'm saying this, but is there any way you could feed Egerton? It seems like he can't focus unless he has something in his stomach.
Sure. I expect that food will not do much to that end, but yes, she pulls open a chest and hands you a pouch. We have field rations here.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go. You may have that.
They're kind of dry. And I don't, do you have any relish, perhaps?
Well, you could eat what's in that pouch of yours on your belt.
Could I just, I'm trying to save some of these because sometimes they, you know, save the world.
Right. Okay. So I brought you both here for a very important reason. I think you caught a glimpse of what's going on. What you saw is only, well, you did not see much before someone decided to say the M word multiple times.
I think she's talking about you.
Yes. Yeah, of course she is.
I'm hoping that because my understanding is the two of you were relatively close with Blatt, that you might be able to bring him back.
We're on it.
No, we're not. Where are we supposed to go to? How do we bring him back?
Those are questions that I am also asking as the leader of this adventure.
Really? You're the leader?
I am the leader. I have a hat. I don't have it here. It's not quite as big as one would think. But I do have a hat. I'm the leader. And why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, nothing. Your fly is undone and you've got something stuck to your shoe.
Well, no, that's just some sauce from earlier. It's okay. There was a lot of horseradish and I was trying everything to get it off because I don't like that kind of a thing. And it wouldn't come off. And then I tried using my shoe. And then there was other stuff on my shoe that got on the sandwich, and I couldn't eat the sandwich
right,
at all.
So let's cut to the chase. I'm pretty sure that Blatt has made the decisions that Blatt has made because of you two. If I've read him correctly, and I'm very good at that, I believe the guilt of the situation has caused him to leap to certain conclusions that may be leading to the end of all existence, and, well, to a lesser extent that I'm worried about, the loss of Blatt's soul. So perhaps because you two are very important and are sort of the crux of the situation, I thought reuniting you with Blatt might present some opportunities before he is too far gone. Now, I have to warn you that the goddess or the old ancient power that he has associated himself with comes with certain advantages and disadvantages. How are you both with sort of dark blackness that slowly eats your soul and body all at once?
I don't care for it.
That's just when I have a fairy cake.
Okay, good. Because it's possible, it may not happen, that Blatt may start to show some of these new abilities.
Well, if what you say is true and he's been consumed by this darkness What do we do? How do we stop it?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'm moving very quickly here with not a lot of, you know, final details. This, I believe, right now is part of our best hope. If this fails, I'm sure I'll come up with something else.
But Blad had this temple dedicated to Loxon. Can't Loxon do anything? Why hasn't Loxon fixed this?
Huh. Well, I don't believe anyone specifically asked Loxon for Loxon's assistance, if I may be so bold. But I can't say for sure because I am not a goddess of Loxon. I am actually in service to the Chosen One. My job is to keep him safe and to, well, stop the end of existence, which I did not foresee really happening until, well, last couple nights ago.
So you're in service to Blat, even though he's now in service to this other goddess who we shall not name.
Oh, yes. If Blat completely crosses over, then yes, we will remain in service to him and help usher in the end of all existence.
So I have a question. Is the end of existence bigger than the end of time?
No, they're pretty similar.
Because we're already on a mission to stop the end of time.
Perfect. So we'll just put them both together and you can do them all at once with Blat.
But you're going to give us some like extra resources or cool weapons or something like that. I mean, we're very capable.
Or some food rations like you have right there.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that those are really going to go all that far because I already ate them.
Here you go. Here's two more bags of food rations. Okay. Rations. I'm told that saying rations is a strange thing. But where I come from, we say field rations. But again, I'm new to this area.
Apparently you are new, yes.
Yes, I'm also your only hope at this point, probably to ever see Blat again, let alone save all of existence, if I've plotted this all correctly.
A little bit
of respect would be nice there.
Okay, well maybe we'll be rational about it.
I think, sorry to interrupt, but what Egerton's trying to say is that we haven't been all that successful towards our mission to stop the end of time.
Oh, I'm aware, yes. Right. I do believe you informed me the second you arrived that you may have destroyed the Nexus, which is the only balancing power against the Shattering.
That is correct.
Yes.
We also may have been betrayed by the person who proclaimed to be our leader. We're really not sure where we stand there. And now you're telling us that our best friend is possibly evil.
Yes.
So I think what Egerton's trying to ask is maybe we shouldn't just be going out there with the satchels on our back and the imaginary hats that he has for himself. Maybe we need something a little stronger so we can actually win something for once, you know?
I believe the young lady sitting there is quite good with that bucket, by the way, in which she is holding that.
It's they.
Ah, very good. Yes. So perhaps they might be of valued assistance to you.
Well, that's fine, but I don't know how many battles Jacqueline has fought in.
I haven't really fought in a battle per se, like with knights and all the stuff that I saw in the last thing. But I have taken down quite a few thieves and bad people with my. I actually haven't been in a fight really until I hit that one.
Yeah,
in my head.
They've got a good swing on them. I'm wondering, is there maybe a second bucket?
I left my bucket at the Academy of the Fallen.
And we can't even go to the quartermaster for help. Would have been a great asset here, but we don't even have that. What are we going to do?
What do you think happened to the bucket?
I bet just absorbed a whole bunch of the shattering and made it think about the time that it was in preschool.
Okay.
And learned how to build blocks.
Got it. Uh-huh.
Okay, excuse me, I'm talking.
No, you are done talking right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was playing with you. I do not believe any weaponry that I could give you would be at all helpful here. Okay? Your friend is basically embodying one of the most powerful ancient forces in, existence. So I do not believe you're going to win this by trying to battle against Blat. Besides, that would also cause harm to him, and technically I'm in service to him, so I really couldn't assist you in doing that. However, you have a bond. I suggest you use that.
So your strategic advice to us to prevent the end of existence is to hug it out?
Yes.
That is your strength.
I mean, I give some pretty solid hugs.
Well, there we go.
And from time to time, I have been known to fist bump smiles.
So, fine. If we agree to do this, where do we find Blat? We don't even know where to start.
Ah, yes. Well, So that is where my plan gets interesting. The sun is just beginning to set as Blatt circles around a familiar hut in a village he's been to before. Smoke rises up from a chimney and fills him with such wonderful scents and a warmth that he feels throughout his body, and that is doubled through some other presence that seems satisfied. As he lands and black tendrils filter off him into the air that are slowly dissipating behind him, and he's standing in front of the door of Brenda's soup kitchen.
Hello?
Brenda. I require sustenance.
Is that Frank?
It is not Frank.
Is it Michael?
It is not Michael.
Gavin.
It is Blathoxel, the destroyer of Selene.
We're closed.
You are not closed.
We are. And Blatt just sees the curtain be pulled open a little and just this little sign with clothes quickly scrawled on it, stuck onto the window, and then the curtains close again.
I require your soup, Brenda.
Good night. We will see you later.
I am about to destroy a goddess that has been plaguing this area for some time. You will give me food before the battle. Do not remember me, Brenda. I wanted you to join the worshipping of the moon.
And the door swings open. You! You, that scrawny demon! What's happened to you?
I've teamed up with someone else to help me on my mission.
What's happened to your voice?
It's become sexier.
I don't like anyone coming here and just demanding soup as if it was your right to have. I will serve the soup when I want to serve the soup.
I'll take your leftover soup, whatever you didn't sell earlier today.
You seem to have a very bad aura around you. I'm not sure I should be serving you at all.
I have the worst possible aura around me. I demand soup, and I will disturb you no longer.
Okay, so leftovers it is. And Brenda wanders back into the kitchen and brings out a large cauldron of boiled up vegetables in broth and sets it in front of Blatt.
I'm hoping that whatever this magical soup is might prevent me from transforming any further. What type of soup is this?
It is potato leek.
That should do the trick.
It is one of my best.
And Blatt, a half-demon, with evil, smoky tendrils emanating from his body, picks up a spoon, pinky up, and begins devouring cold soup.
No.
No? You wanted me to come here to eat, and so we eat soup.
Eat, Brenda.
I should have seen that coming. No, we're just going to eat soup, and then we're going to go
eat Brenda!
Roll 2d6 plus wisdom.
2d6 plus wisdom, which is nothing. That would be a snake eyes.
I believe the correct syntax is okay. Those are snake eyes.
I assume you resist.
Yes.
You resist. You take 2 corruption.
2 corruption. Oh, my.
Which puts you where?
That puts me at 4.
Ah, 1 away from your next corruption level.
Yes.
Brenda, you watch a battle. Blatt's skin seems to ripple and roll as if there's something larger in there under his skin. And he screams at you don't know who, saying no. And then it slowly subsides.
Okay, bye-bye now. Hopefully we won't see you again too soon. And Brenda slams the door shut, takes one of those big wooden bars and puts it down behind it. And then you just hear the back door open. And then just this running across through the village out the back.
Potato leek is one of her best. You're just gonna have to be happy with that.
Never. You will not defy me again.
I just need you to do one thing and then I'm getting rid of you. We're flying off to see Celine.
Hear ye, hear ye. Celine Festival in the forest tonight at midnight. Hear ye, hear ye. Goddess herself will be there.
Well, this is a rather large coincidence, but a happy one.
Oh, here, sir. Would you like a paper?
Yes. Give me your advertisement.
Oh, that'll be one half sovereign.
I have a vampiric medallion. I'll trade you that for it.
Sure.
There you are.
Here you go.
Thank you. Now leave me now!
We cut back to deep inside Temple Idris. And we see Darcy and Jacqueline and Egerton. And they're being dressed up as fairies by three of the women in white robes. Hold still.
I am a fairy.
No, hold still. We got to make it look right.
That's just what they do. I am a fairy.
Here, look at the ears. We need to make the ears look like this. Good. But
no, they already do. What? Why? No. Okay. So look, I'm a fairy. Maybe I'm not the kind of fairy that you like. Maybe I'm not the really, tiny little waifish fairy that prances about and flies. But I'm a fairy, and I'm proud of being a fairy. Okay. So you need to relax.
Okay. All right. We'll just work on Darcy
with these tall people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, what's the plan again?
Mother Speckley comes around the corner carrying some books and sets them down. Right. So, if he takes the bait, you're going to basically be inside the grove at midnight every night until he shows up. And hopefully he will show up there and not the castle.
And he's going to show up there because this is Celine's moon festival?
Yes.
Would it be so bad if we tried to, give him the old hug after he defeats Celine?
Well, Egerton, the longer he stays with the Ancient One inside of him, the more corrupted he will become. It's very important that we move as quickly as possible.
But like 3 or 4 hours, I think we could probably spare. I mean, it's not like it's corrupting him and he's going to start taking out, bakers or anything.
Right. No, he would never do that. Okay, Darcy, looking not bad. Hagrid, you don't want to wear any of the costume.
I'm already a fairy.
Right, sure you are. Okay. We're going to get you guys out. We're going to get you there. Would you like an instrument, Hagrid?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. An instrument of doom.
Yes, so you can have a little drum or a piccolo.
A piccolo. Okay, yeah, I'll tell.
Some people call it a... I think you call it a piccolo here.
A piccolo.
Yes.
Yes. I think that sounds more familiar than what was it you said?
Oh, we call it a piccolo. Where
a piccolo.
From. Yes.
Piccolo.
Yes, there you go. That's right.
It does sort of sound like that, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Piccolo, piccolo, piccolo.
I'll take the lute.
Here you go.
Piccolo. Okay. You know what? Maybe I'll take the drum. I think a drum would be more fun. Here, okay, you take the piccolo back and give me the drum.
Yes. So, best of luck. So best of luck. Any last questions?
How is this going to help us with the Blatt and Ancient One and Celine and End of Time and End of Existence?
Right. Well, let's just deal with one problem at a time and let's get Blatt back.
Okay.
Or if you guys would prefer, you can go back to finding the End of Time, was it?
I don't know. It was a big bother. Let's just move forward with this plan.
Great.
How are we getting to the grove?
We're going to teleport you there. So there's going to be a portal. We're going to go right outside, and one of the Slad will open the portal for you right to the grove.
I am genuinely surprised at how many of these old civilizations have teleportation, but we didn't have it in the time of Boltius. Do you think our wonderful leader had a reason for that. I'm sure there was a good reason, wasn't there?
I'm sure there was. I don't like to question Boltius.
No one does.
Right.
Long live Boltius.
Long live Boltius.
I do hope we get a chance to speak when this is all over. I find this subject fascinating.
Boltius? I've got a lot to say about Boltius. He's really wonderful.
Great.
Did you know that he...
Come right out here. Oh, look, there's the portal.
Okay.
Darcy, I wish there was more I could give you. All I can tell you is your bond is our only hope with the three of you. There's no weapon I can give you that can surmount what he has inside him. And it's going to get worse if we don't snap him out of this.
We'll do our best.
Very well. And I will send someone to check on the minor altercation you caused at the Academy of the Fallen.
Great. Are you ready, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Okay. Bring your bucket.
I'm now good for never letting go of it. We cut to the scene of an epic Selene Midnight Festival with dancing and music and three individuals sitting in the center of the clearing.
I feel like we should probably be dancing or fitting in otherwise.
I don't really dance.
I don't like dancing.
Well, see, what you do is you take your left foot and you put it in. Then you take that left foot, you take it out.
Right.
Then you put your left foot in.
Yeah.
But this time. You shake it all.
Shouldn't we like playing music and things so that if Blatt comes, he hears the festival?
I can't play the lute.
Oh.
I can play. Okay. We're going to drum solo. I mean, I'm pretty sure we could start a band.
Ting. Ting, ting, ting. Ting.
Well, maybe we should hide so we're not sitting in the center.
Well, why are we dressed up as fairies if we're supposed to hide?
Again, I'd like to point out that I already am a fairy, and I find this whole thing very offensive.
Oh.
That's fair.
That is fair.
Also, you both look much better than you ever have.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Egerton's right. I think we just have to blend in and do some of the fairy stuff. They seem to be feasting over there and dancing over there and frolicking over here. I'll go and do the frolicking.
Okay, I can try frolicking.
Okay, you come
with
me.
Bucket.
Jill, yeah, just keep the bucket on the down low, you know?
Jacqueline.
I thought I said Jacqueline, sorry.
Yeah, no, we are going to find Jill though, right?
Well,
what do you...
I think so.
You think so? I've traveled, I don't even know where to, following you. How am I... This isn't funny.
I'm sorry, Jacqueline. I can't think about Jill right now because our friend, who I know you haven't met yet and you know nothing about, is in trouble and we have to help him first. And then once we help him, he might be able to help us find Jill.
I understand.
Also, I think Jill is safe because Jill has been possessed by a great evil, which
okay,
means
that's not making me feel
the
better.
The great evil is not going to do anything to her as long as she's useful to him.
Okay, you're really not helping. Okay.
I'm
starting to hyperventilate.
A little worried, because I don't think this Jill necessarily is all that useful to the Shattering. So
Egerton, you go to the feasting part.
Oh, there's a feast?
Yeah, go to the feasting part.
Okay, you guys stay here and explore the frolicking and get me a report. I'll be over here examining the cakes and the... Oh, are those slushies?
Okay, Jacqueline, just calm down. We're going to find Jill.
Okay.
Now, start frolicking.
Yeah. Look at me frolic.
Yeah, this is... it's so
A shadow passes over the clearing, lit up by the moon, and circles above.
That's him. That's Blatt.
What? Where?
Up there.
Where? Which of the fairy? That fairy there?
No, look above the wings. That's Blatt. That's our friend.
Oh.
Just keep frolicking.
Yay. Blatt, you see a gathering with, looks like a festival. Maybe 20 or 30 fairies doing dances.
Blatt scans the area, looking to see if Celine is there.
Do you want to roll Discern Reality?
Discern Reality. I either see her or I don't.
And you don't I'm see her.
Rolling.
I don't think you need to roll.
Ooh. I rolled a 9.
Yeah, you're only looking for Celine. You don't need to roll. You do not see Celine. She is often about the late big entrance.
Right.
Naked.
I know. So Blatt just continues to circle and circle and circle, waiting to see if anyone that looks like Celine shows up. Because Blatt does not feel that he'll be able to blend in very well if he should land.
Yep. And that's all you're doing. You're just waiting for Celine.
Just waiting for Celine.
Oh, look, Darcy.
What?
Do you see up there? It's Blatt.
Yeah, I know, I saw him, but he just keeps circling.
Let's call
land.
Him down.
Well, I don't know if we should do that if he's... No,
Blatt! Blatt! Hey, Blatt!
I guess we're calling him down?
Egerton, what if he's in his possessed state and he just, kills us?
Well, then we won't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh, boy.
Blatt, down here!
Stop it!
Of course.
And Blatt slowly waves while still circling.
See, he knows it's us.
Okay, well, get him to come down here.
Okay. I've been thinking about the best way to do this. Okay, ready? In-depth strategy. Hey, Blatt! Come here! I want to show you a thing!
Is Celine with you?
Sure!
Ask him if he has a cold.
Do you have a cold?
I have more power coursing through my body than I ever thought possible.
Oh,
sounds like it might be a virus.
Okay,
I thought he was your friend.
Well, there seems to be some extenuating circumstances. Jacqueline, you and I are going to stand over here. I don't think he's recognized me yet because, I look like a fairy.
You look really good with those ears.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm a one woman.
It's fine.
Person,
I don't mind.
Okay.
And we'll just see what happens when he comes and talks to Egerton. And if he rips him apart, that'll give us some information.
What was that?
Because right now, I'd like to rip you apart.
Well, I thought Egerton was your friend.
Sometimes. Okay.
I understand that, actually.
Egerton, you got to get Blatt to come down. Any way you can. Pretend you're in trouble or hey, I have something even better. Pretend you see Celine or something. He's probably looking for her, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
okay,
pretend
okay.
You're having a conversation with her or something. We'll be over
okay,
here.
Okay, you
on,
go
hide
over there. Okay. So, Celine, it's nice to see you naked again with your nakedness. I see you have breasts. Those are nice. What,
Egerton.
Blatt? What? Hi, Blatt. That's...
You're speaking to a tree. I know you're lying.
Lying's a strong word. Why don't you just come down? We'll talk it out. Come on down. Come on.
Blathoxel hangs his head and comes down for a landing.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and you're going to hear a little bit of noise because I am speaking into my jacket in Baltimore Airport. We are on our way to PodFest in Orlando. If you're going to be at PodFest and you're listening to this, because it'll be coming out right as PodFest is happening, be sure to find me. I'll be giving out some special little things to anyone who finds me. This has been such an amazing month, and we can't thank you all enough for your support. So I want to give a couple shout-outs to some of our new subscribers that have joined since our last episode. That's crazy. So I want to give a giant shout-out to Hallie Casey, DJ Silvis of Moonbase Theta Out, loving that show. Evelyn Jones, Rachel Deal, Rye Berg, not sure how to pronounce that, and Christian H. thank you so much to all of you. And let's give a shout out to some of the old timers. That's really not a cool way of saying that, is that? The originals, the been supporting us forever. So let's give a giant shout of love out to Sarah Henry, Taylor Wilton, and Kelly Quinn. Thank you all so much. And we're going to continue working through the backlog and getting a shout out to all of you. Last thing, I hope you all saw that this last Farlorian Friday, Eli did something amazing, like blew me away. So many people have been asking about the history of Balgamar and if we're ever going to go back to Steadfast. Well, there's a new story starting, and it's starting in Steadfast, and Eli is writing it. It's called Taitha's Arrival. It's super amazing. Blew me away. We'll make sure to put a link in the show notes. That's a Farlorian Friday. So again, every Friday, we give something away to say thank you to all of you for being supporters and being with us on this journey. And I'm going to stop being a weirdo and talking into my jacket now. And I can't wait to get more shows out into all of your ears. Talk to y'all soon.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, Pipsqueak.
Yes, hello.
Hey, you're sitting on my sand.
Oh, actually, this is public sand. It's a public beach, so the sand is for all. There's some lovely sand you can sit on over there.
I don't think you heard me.
Huh?
You're sitting on my sand. This is where me and my friends, right, boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where we sit. Right where your little skinny ass is right now.
Oh, I see. Due to my weakness, I'm going to have to abandon this beach because you're larger than me. Oh, if there was only a product, a device, a way of thinking that could help me seek revenge. Hello, yes?
I am Morgu. I will give you ultimate power and strength and necrotic touch that kills and dismembers everything it goes near.
Well, let's see. That does sound tempting. Oh, what
hey,
the heck?
I told you, move it along.
I've gambled the cost of a step, read up on Morrigu,
and now this beach is for all.
Hey,
why is he so big? Why has he got those octopus legs?
Whoa, hey, weirdo. Hey, I don't think...
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't think we had any problem with you.
Necrotic touch! And now the beach is filled with darkness. You can have more of this if you go to otherbothers.com, click the link to Patreon, then fill out the fields, and then give us your soul.
Or you can just go and... No, I don't have anything.
There he is. How you been, Blatt?
When Blatt hits the ground, tendrils of blackness flow off him and hit the ground almost like exhaust and then slowly dissipate.
Well, that's new.
And he stands and he is broader of shoulder and thicker in stature.
I knew you'd hit puberty sooner or later.
How in God's name are you here?
Well, it's a long story. Remember the time we were going to save time?
I do recall that, yes.
We're not doing that anymore. Now we're all about existence. It's kind of a lateral move, but I feel like there's a bit of a promotion as well. Maybe we'll have better merch as a result.
I know that my existence will be better once I take out Celine.
Well, I think everybody's existence will be better, but hey, it's been a while. Come on in for a hug.
I can't hug you.
Come on, give me a hug.
I can't hug you.
I feel like can't and won't are getting a little conflated here, so just come in for, bring it in for a hug.
I'm possessed by an ancient evil. I can't hug you.
Well, maybe you need to hug me because you're possessed by an ancient evil.
I have a voice screaming inside my brain that I should kill everyone in this field.
Yeah, that happens to me too, and then I have some fairy cakes, and I feel bad. Oh, do you want a fairy cake?
I do not require a fairy
because
cake.
But you know what? Snagel made one special for you, and you didn't come back, and he was very sad. But I still got it here. It's got peppercorns like you like.
Give me the fairy cake.
Okay, here you go, buddy. Munch on that.
Look, Jacqueline, he's taking the fairy cake. That's a good sign. Blatt likes Egerton's fairy cakes.
He doesn't look very happy, though.
He looks a little frightening, it's true. But let's just watch a little more. Just be ready with your bucket. We might need it.
Okay. Against a demon?
Sometimes it works.
Okay, so remember, just pop the whole thing in your mouth there.
I remember how to eat.
Okay, because it sounds like you forgot how to talk, so I just didn't know where the line was, and I'm here, I'm supporting you as a friend. I want to lift you up. I want to be the wind beneath your wings. Okay, so you're salivating and looking at me a bit. That's unsettling. Just have the fairy cake.
Vlad opens his mouth far wider than he should be able to.
Ooh, that's unsettling.
And places the fairy cake on his tongue, and then snaps it quickly closed like an alligator.
Now, you gave him the one Snagel made?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll for friend song.
Okay. Rolling for friend song. That is an 8.
So I need you to tell, we need to come up with what that ability is that Blatt is now feeling, because you rolled a partial success.
Stoned.
Okay. Blatt, you're starting to feel a little, I don't know, a little warm, and then a little tingly, and then everything's sort of funny, and you're starting to get the munchies pretty quick. This is a pretty heavy edible, and you start to remember the friend song, singing the friend song. You can almost feel Snagel brushing his hands through your hair. The friend song.
Nothing happened between me and Snagel. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, yes. There are no rumors. The knights did not have a drawing in the bathroom. Nope, I don't know. But I don't judge. I'm your friend. And I know how you feel about me. So I won't let that interfere.
I'm feeling surprisingly mellow.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the fairy cakes do that. What we should really do, though, is see if we can find some entertainment, like just someone painting happy little trees or something to watch for a bit. That'd be super fun right now.
I'm going to wait here. When I see Celine, I'm calling my soulbound weapon, and then I'm going to blow her head off.
Well, that sounds like fun, but you know what we should do? We should hug it out. We should hug it out.
I have tendrils coming off me. We can't hug it out.
Well, we can hug it out. And I mean, if they get a little hand or tendrily, I guess, I won't be offended. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Well, hey, look who it isn't.
Now? Edgerton? Now with the bucket?
Just get over here. Just keep quiet. You don't have to do anything yet.
Okay.
Egerton and Blatt! Blatt! It's me! It's me! It's Darcy!
You're a fairy that looks like Darcy.
No, no, I'm Darcy. I'm just dressed up as a fairy to blend in with the other fairies.
So he had a fairy cake, and he may genuinely think that you're a fairy that looks like Darcy right now. And that's probably a good thing.
You just can't provide the appropriate baked goods anymore, can you?
No, I provide an experience. How people manage that experience is not on me. They sign a waiver, or I thought about having them sign a waiver
once.
Yeah,
I've never seen them sign one.
But, you know, it's okay.
But that's beside the point. Blatt, how are you? It's me, Darcy. I've missed you. How's Selene?
I'm under Selene's thrall. I'm also under the thrall of Morrigu.
Nothing happens when he says the word.
Oh, so he can say Morrigu.
And lightning comes out of nowhere in the sky. And in that moment, you realize all the fairies, Blatt, are an illusion. It is just the four of you standing in an empty field. And then the lightning is gone. You see the festival happening around you.
This is a trap.
No.
Trap has some negative connotations.
There's no trap.
This is too much of a coincidence.
Quick, hug.
Yes, quick, grab him. And I throw my arms around Blatt.
Egerton dives and grabs a leg and hugs it.
Oh, feels so good to have you back, Blatt.
Blatt, you are being hugged. I don't believe there's a roll for this.
Roll for hugs.
Just sending you a lot of positive energy, Blatt.
You have to let go of me. I'm going to have to fly to Selene's castle so I can finish this.
No, Blatt, I don't think you need to do that. Blatt, I didn't want to bring this up. I know it's awkward, but remember you talked about some feelings for me? Don't you think that deep down, if you go back to those feelings, that you'd find a warmth and a love down there that might actually negate all this dark energy you seem to be carrying around, huh? Hey, Blatt, me?
Don't you even know why I'm doing this? I agreed to join up with not one evil goddess, but two, so that I could protect you and this fairy cake-sucking maroon.
Now, that was uncalled for, Blatt.
I have to end this so I can protect the two of you.
No.
And maybe the two of you can then save time.
No, Blatt, you don't understand. If you go down this path, I don't think any of us can save anything. It's going to be really bad, and we just need you to stop and come back with us to the Academy of the Fallen, and we'll figure out what's going on with you, and maybe we can get some help, and then we'll save time together. And
now,
by the way, this is
now
Jacqueline.
With the bucket?
No, stop with the bucket. And they need help with finding their friend Jill, and you can help us with that. It'll be like the old times. Right, Egerton? Right, Eggsy? Just like the old times.
Just like old times when you were in the void and said you loved me.
You know what would really help you? If I get all the fairies that worship Selene. And then
yes.
All of the Slod.
Yes.
That are now worshiping Loxen.
Yes.
So I take my amulet and I press it against Blatt and I say, Loxen, Goddess Loxen, please, please help me.
Darcy's amulet lights up with a blinding glow.
I could get them to help you save time.
Yes, you may do it all. All of my power is yours. All of existence will bow to you.
I don't need all of existence. I just need Selene.
And Blatt takes off.
So, Blatt, you are being held by Darcy and Egerton on a leg. So I need Darcy, I need all three of you to make a strength roll, plus strength.
Ooh.
If you have a bonus, you add it.
That's a 5.
Way to go, Egerton.
8.
So partial success for Darcy.
6.
No strength bonus?
No, none.
Okay, you attempt kicking free of Egerton.
Whoa!
But Darcy doesn't let go, and she's wrapped around your wings. You are not able to lift off. And her amulet is glowing so strong, it's burning against you.
Jacqueline, now! Now! Hit him with the bucket! Hit him with the bucket!
What do? You sense Jacqueline moving forward suddenly.
I turn and move Darcy towards Jacqueline.
She's still around you, and you failed the strength roll. So you want to put her between you two?
Yeah.
Okay, so you spin around. Darcy, roll Defy Danger, and Blatt, roll Defy Danger.
Would that be a dex?
Yeah.
So 8.
Okay. It's partial success.
I have a 10.
That's a success. You basically take the bucket to your shoulder.
Ah.
Darcy, your choice is you can let go at the last second when you realize you're about to be hit and take no damage, or you can stay holding on, but you're going to take damage.
No, I stay holding
okay,
on.
Okay, can you roll a 4-sided die for me?
4-sided die?
3. You take 3 damage.
Sorry.
So Darcy takes a bucket right to her shoulder with a horrible, horrible sound. And Jacqueline's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, you're supposed to hit him.
I know.
We have to stop him.
Bucket girl, get her off me.
I can't.
Don't hurt them, Blatt. They have nothing to do with this. Just calm down. And why don't we talk about this? Why don't we just talk about this? Why do you have to kill Celine?
Because she'll never stop.
Well, we can find a way to make her stop. Maybe we have to kill Celine.
I have questions about that.
Well, you're not helping much, Egerton.
Okay.
We have to stop Blatt.
First of all, I feel that killing is something that should be discussed as a group beforehand.
Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about it as a group.
Okay.
Maybe we all go together.
And speaking of together, bring it in for another hug, buddy.
Okay, you guys are really weird with your hugs. He's... Okay.
But you see, hugs are a sign of love, and love always defeats darkness. Right, Blatt?
Morrigu.
You just sense the presence, Blatt, all within you, growing.
You can destroy them.
Say it, Egerton. What's the name of the being inside of me?
Well, that's kind of personal.
Don't say it, Egerton.
It starts with an M.
No.
Is it Snaggle?
No.
Because, I don't believe what the knights wrote on the wall.
M. It starts with an M.
Is it... more...
No! Stop it! Will you just stop? He's trying to bait you.
He's trying to bait? Why would he bait me? I'm not...
Because he's not the Blatt we know.
Yeah, he is. Watch, I'll tickle him right here.
Okay.
Morrigu. Say it. Say Morrigu.
I feel like... that's not okay now.
I'll let you come in and take a big old hug if you just say the word Morrigu.
Here, Blatt, what about this? What if I say Loxin? And I take my amulet and I press it against his skin.
It sears into you. Do you let her do it?
No.
Okay, I roll Defy Danger.
6.
You raise your arms and she slams it right into the center of your chest over your heart, and you feel a pain unlike anything you've ever felt. Worse than a misplaced file, it flashes you back to your future, your filing room, all your memories, and all of time stops.
Get out of my friend! Get out of my friend!
Darcy freezes right there. Egerton is frozen, hugging your lower calf. And Jacqueline is frozen, winding up for another crack with the bucket. And you sense a presence. And Morrigu recoils and then surges you forward as if to attack. And it's a presence you felt before. Someone in a robe with glowing white light. And you just get the sense that she's female somehow and stepping forward towards you to meet Morrigu as the darkness surges forward to meet her.
We're fighting the wrong goddess. We want Selene, not Loxin.
I will have them all with you. We will own them all.
First Selene, then we talk.
There is no talking. You will destroy them all. We will rule all gods. We will be the gods.
Rowan 2d6. You are defying, correct? Oh!
Six!
So you take 2. I believe that moves you up.
Yep.
You are at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to really quickly, just for us, read your new thing?
Blatt gains a -1 on all rolls that do not put Morrigu's will first. He must still roll as above for any refusal to do her bidding. And he also gains the following move, Necrotic Tendrils. As you move, you leave behind small wisps of black swirling smoke. These form into tendrils at your beckoning and strike out at up to 3 creatures within 30 feet of you.
So tendrils launch out of you, and you see the goddess in front of you raise her hand, and the tendrils freeze. Oh, not yet. I do believe you have still granted the place of power to me. Is that correct, chosen one?
Yes.
She steps forward, like very close to you. You lied earlier. You said you were in service to 2 gods.
I'm in service of 1.
No.
And
no.
Temporarily using another.
Oh, Blathoxel, you are in service to 3 goddesses, 3 powers. And you will be torn apart. You will not survive this.
Just point me towards Selene.
Very well, if that is your choice. But I will grant you 1 thing. You may have temporary control, allowing you a chance to harness this power to do that which you wish to do. But even that will not stop your destruction if you go too far in service to Morrigu. Or you may return everything to as it was and live out your last few days at the end of time, oblivious to all of this, and just disappear when time ends.
Sometimes a man can't go back to his filing room.
Very well. Remember, I'm here too. And time returns. And you catch a glimpse, Darcy, of a form standing almost nose to nose with Blatt. And then it's gone as your amulet dims. But there is still a mark as you pull the amulet away off his chest. There's a mark, not matching the amulet, but of Loxin on his chest. And you hear a screaming Blatt, like a million voices screaming, and they're somewhat removed and distant.
We will break through. You will bow again to us.
And it is looping and continuing, but it is a little more distant than the voice was before.
Well, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
And Darcy still has her arms wrapped around you.
Blatt, don't go. I'm begging you. Don't do this thing. It's going to end in so much pain and misery.
Darcy, I do love you. But I have to do this.
If you loved me, you wouldn't do this. You would fight this power within you. And you'd just come back to us.
But this power within me is the only thing that's going to keep you and this idiot safe. Just let me go and I'll come back. I promise I'll try to come back.
Then go. And I let go of him.
And Blithoxel launches off into the sky towards Selene's castle.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howey, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. Dialogue editing and transcription by Michael Howey. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElvey. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Listen, I don't like anyone coming here and demand...
I hate you so much. I can't do this accent without practice.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears. Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons & Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over there.
Exactly right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab.
I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.